Welcome to the Just Minding My Black-Owned Business podcast, the place to be if you are a business owner, entrepreneur, or business leader wanting to take your business from good to great. Tune in as we speak with amazing thought leaders, CEOs, and business trailblazers about their journey, challenges, and successes. Here's your host and business innovation expert, Lynn Nicole.
Welcome to the Just Minding My Black-Owned Business podcast. I am your host, Lynn Nicole, and I'm here to bridge the gap between your passion and success for your business or idea. We all know moms are the unsung heroes in every community across the globe. We are expected to take care of the kids, maintain the house, the pets, and balance social obligations all while building a career. This is especially true of mothers of color who face unique challenges in both their communities and greater society at large. They say that not all superheroes wear capes. That's because they're usually just called mom. Trying to juggle all those responsibilities while also pursuing entrepreneurial pursuits might seem like a gargantuan task, but if anyone is tough enough for the task, it's mothers. Being a mother is the most important job, but that doesn't mean you can't run a successful business while being the best mom possible. That's why in today's episode of Just Minding My Black-Owned Business, we're going to be exploring how mompreneurs can up their entrepreneurial hustle. We'll be examining advice from many successful African-American mompreneurs who balance motherly obligations with their business dreams. Our goal is to equip mothers with the advice and tools they need to thrive, even when all the odds may be stacked against them. First up, we're going to talk about multitasking and time optimization. Every mother, regardless of whether or not she's running a business, has to be a master of multitasking. Knocking down two birds with one stone can take your efficiency to new heights. However, one of the biggest challenges of trying to grow a business is balancing care for children, especially if they are younger and at home with you while attending to your business. Finding ways to optimize your space so that it suits both you and your child's needs can help you get more done at the same time. For example, mompreneur and family business expert Daphne Mallory suggests turning your workstation into a place of learning for the kids. She's a mother of four kids, ages 3, 5, 7, and 15. One might assume that it'd be impossible to find the time to run a successful business with so much on your plate. However, Daphne optimizes her time and her space with this learning station strategy. She says that when the kids wake up early or they're with you during the day, they can learn on websites like starfalls.com while you get some of your desk work done. They're close enough to keep an eye on them, and they'll have your attention. Well, sort of. Another thing successful mompreneurs do is find ways to outsource tasks that other moms who don't run businesses would do on their own. Take Nicole Davis, a highly successful mompreneur who is a certified public accountant and CEO of Butler Davis Accounting, as well as being the mother of four children, ages 1, 2, 14, and 16. You can say she does have a lot on her plate, which is exactly why she outsources her meals. I love to cook, but I find myself creating more recipes for success in my business than creating healthy recipes for my family, Davis explained in her interview with lifehack.com. She decided to sign up for a meal plan service that comes with pre-made grocery lists, recipes, and cooking tips. Every Sunday, she takes time to prepare the meals in the plan so that the food for the rest of the week is set. Of course, paying for a pre-made meal plan isn't an option for everybody, but that doesn't mean you can't meal plan on your own. You can either come up with your grocery lists and meal plans or find some on the web that appeals to you. Then you can take a day on the weekend to prepare the meals for the entire week, giving you more time during the week to focus on your work. If it's possible for you, many mompreneurs also outsource other tasks that are commonly left for mothers to do, such as cleaning, laundry, grocery, shopping, etc. Not everybody can afford to outsource these, but as the phrase goes, it does take a village. It's important not to be afraid to ask for help when it's needed. As Renee Blute, the highly successful founder of Crush Media and the producer of the pioneering documentary She Did That, points out, asking for help is a key to success. She encourages women of color to not be afraid of collaboration and seeking assistance. This could mean asking family members to help you with errands or even working out a deal with your fellow parent neighbors to stack tasks together. For example, if you have a neighbor who also has kids, you could collaborate to free up some time in each of your schedules in a variety of ways. You could trade days to pick up the kids or go grocery shopping, or even pick days to have the kids study and do their homework together. Finding creative solutions to problems is another key to success. There are also social media groups for mompreneurs where you can find other moms who are striving for business glory. There are also some groups dedicated to women's leadership that offer support and resources for working moms. One thing that can't be overlooked, however, is the importance of taking care of yourself. All too often, moms get caught up in the hustle of day-to-day lives, always taking care of those around them and their business obligations, but never taking the time to stop and take care of themselves. If you are overwhelmed and burnt out, your productivity will suffer. The quality of everything you do will take a hit, and in the long run, you will suffer. That's why balance is key. And allowing yourself for some you time keeps you fresh and ready to go. If you aren't healthy and happy, you aren't going to be reaching your full potential. Shannon Battle is a mompreneur who is the president and owner of Family Services of America with 5 children, ages 7, 10, 11, 16, and 19. Shannon expresses the importance of sometimes letting yourself sleep in, avoiding the constant grind and taking on tasks that overwork you. She says you should reward yourself with sleeping in on your days off. Get up early enough to get yourself together before everyone else, and never say yes. And I'm going to say that again. Never say yes unless you can plug it into your calendar. That last bit right there is a part many moms struggle with. Learning when to say no when you are already stacked with things to do is an essential skill that can be very hard to master. If you're getting overwhelmed by tasks, see if you can delegate them. Get those kids to work. If they're old enough, having your kids pull their weight around the house can make your life easier, as well as giving valuable lessons to your kids. Friends, families, and partners can help you as well. And if they do, make sure you thank them. Of course, every mom understands the need for flexibility. Trying to have a rigid schedule like a 9-to-5 job usually doesn't work out the way we want it to. Finding ways to be flexible with our time and working around the needs of our family can make a huge difference in our productivity. For example, if you schedule a 3-hour work slot during the time that your baby usually naps, but of course your baby is fussy and won't stop crying, you're going to have to adjust things. Children have a way of springing up the unexpected on us at any given moment. You might be in the zone working hard and getting a lot done when all of a sudden you hear a crash from another room and the classic cry for mom from one of your kids. Time management and flexibility will help you unlock the secret to finding those pockets where you can get a lot done for your business. Before we continue with how to up your mompreneurial game, stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm your host, Michelle Bolden Hammond, here at Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul. This podcast is designed for males and females from Generation X, Millennials, and Baby Boomers. Each week, Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul will give insights on how to develop inspirations, your ideas, your own life and dreams and subconsciousness in your work, life, home, and business. Tune in on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. Be there or be square.
Hey, Have you heard about the new Black Business Directory? Welcome to Click Urban. Here, you can find hundreds of businesses owned by us. Whatever business professional you're looking for, they're right here. And the best part is, membership is absolutely free.
Just go to www.theclickurban.com, sign up for a free account, create your free listing, and boom, you're done.
Begin surfing the largest Black business directory online and be seen by hundreds of customers and clients all in one place. Get exposure on all of the major search engines, including Google. Our innovative platform includes search engine optimization that will make your listing easy to find. This is the hottest new business directory created for us by us.
Join today. Go to www.theclickurban.com.
Welcome back to the Just Minding My Black Owned Business podcast. Diving right back into things, one thing that holds some moms back is the fear and doubt associated with trying to be a good parent, as well as a successful business person. Ladies, don't let the doubt creep into your mind. Women of color have a rich history of overcoming adversity where most, if not all, others would have failed. There is nothing that can hold you back if you are determined enough. The story of Angela Benton is an example of perseverance and brilliance coming together for prosperity. She is the founder and CEO of New Me, a company that helps raise capital for startups. Since its founding in 2011, the company has helped over 300 startups by raising over $17 million in funding. Angela is an absolute queen, but her journey to the top was not an easy one. She had her first child at the age of 16 and raised her family as a single mother. Statistically, being a single teen mom has a ton of negative social outcomes associated with it, including poverty and increased likelihood of crime. That didn't even factor for Angela, though. She went on to become a pioneer in the world of design and technology and has been featured in Ebony Magazine's Power 150 back in 2010, Goldman Sachs 100 Most Intriguing Entrepreneurs of 2013, and Marie Claire's 50 Women Who Rule in 2013. Ms. Benton states that being a single mom is not a setback. Nestled somewhere in the pages of a storybook is the idea that entrepreneurs hustle, crush it, grind, and whatever other word you can come up with to describe working really, really hard on your business 100% of the time. Don't get me wrong, entrepreneurship is a ton of work. However, don't let the perception of this lifestyle count you out before you even count yourself in. Being a single mom comes with a wealth of skills that do well in entrepreneurship, like multitasking, creativity, managing and/or operating on a budget, and problem solving, to say the least. One thing that can interfere with our paths to riches is the influence of toxic people in our lives. Lisa Stone, the co-founder of the female-focused media platform BlogHer, emphasizes the importance of minimizing toxicity from others in your life. Ban toxic people from your life, she advises. So if you're living or working or worshiping around a toxic person or people who invade your confidence and bring you down, you must and should remove them from your life. Now, I know that may sound harsh, but she's right. Removing toxic influences in her life helped Stone grow her business into the largest host of U.S. events for women, all while being a young, divorced, single mom and a mother of three. Tied into this is the importance of finding supportive partners. Having a partner who wants to see you succeed rather than hold you back or compete with you will be so much more beneficial to your success in the long run. Jenna Musica, author of Life by the Cup, Ingredients for a Purpose-Filled Life of Bottomless Happiness and Limitless Success, is a mompreneur who started from almost nothing, selling tea out of a push cart with a loan of a mere $3,000 from her family. Today, her business does over $6 million in sales. She tells hopeful women entrepreneurs not to date competitive guys. This may seem a little strange advice, she says, but I can't tell you how many dates I went on as a single mom entrepreneur where the guys subconsciously competed with my business and my child. When dating, look for potential partners who love what you do and show it by changing their schedule to be there for you. When I found my husband, he made every effort to help me with Sage. He'd drive almost 2 hours to babysit so I could do marketing events, even though he had an executive position of his own. Now, not all partners will want to play a support role like that. So find someone who has a deep passion of their own and isn't afraid to nurture it. They'll allow you to do the same. Last but not least, we want moms to stop feeling guilty. Moms tend to feel bad for things they shouldn't. There's no reason to feel guilty for saying no, feel guilty for delegating, feel guilty for taking time for yourself, or even feel guilty for wanting to build a successful business. Being overly hard on yourself and having unreal expectations can create pressures that work against you, not for you. Believe in yourself, ladies, and give yourself the wiggle room needed to shine. As mompreneur Melissa Keeling once said, look for inspiration everywhere. Make note of all the things that frustrate you in your daily life, then research creative ways to address those inefficiencies. All it takes is an idea and an internet connection to create a product that changes the world. She would know, as she patented a lunch bag with a freezable lining after her frustrations as a mother to keep her kids' lunches cool. 5 years later, her company Packet is worth over $14 million. She's a living and breathing example of why you shouldn't be afraid to take the leap. Don't let inexperience stop you. My business resume was basically limited to school bake sales. Not knowing which steps to take first nearly paralyzed me with fear. I overcame this by reaching out to other business owners who could connect me to experts in manufacturing, production, and sales. Each key person I met shortened my learning curve and gave me confidence, Keeling said. Mompreneurs have a wealth of knowledge, and we want to hear from you. What do my mompreneurs think of the advice in this episode? What other advice would you give a mom who's either starting a business or is already building one? Let's all bring each other up so we can be masters of our own realities. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe to hear future content on all things Black owned. And remember, the dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately. See you next episode.
You've been listening to the Just Minding My Black Owned Business with Lynn Nicole podcast. We hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you would like more information on any of our stories or would like to know how to get involved and share your story, head over to our website at theclickurban.com to contact us. Have a great week, and we'll see you next episode.